Hey Jeffy,
I could hear it there. I could hear it real quick. But back to what we were talking about, Jen. Do you know what the Loch Ness Monster eats?
don't hidden nose.
Fish and chips. I thought you were going to say Scotch eggs.
Jeffy, why was everyone talking about the corduroy pillow?
Are they?
It was making headlines.
Oh,
Stupid.
you ever heard, you know, ruffle chips?
Yeah.
You ever heard them called corduroy chips?
I sent it to you. I sent
Yeah, are
it
you,
to
did
you.
you
Like,
send that to, I don't
yeah.
know where I've seen that. That was you that sent it.
Yeah. I was like, this somebody posted they're eating corduroy chips.
Yeah,
I
corduroy chips.
was like, oh man, that is so stupid. Woo! So much energy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. So much energy! 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 Let's stick together with some high kicks! Bow! Bow! Alright, Jeffy, welcome back to this episode of So Much Energy. I'm your host, Jenny McKinney, and I'm here with Jeff Jones this week.
Jen, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Jeffy, so you're super tired today. You keep yawning.
I am. I do keep yawning.
Yeah. I know, me too. So then when you started, it made me do it.
I know, and I wasn't yawning until I sat down. And
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I think it is though, is I did not do very much at work today. I mean,
Oh.
I was at work and I was working, but it wasn't like physically laborious. Like my whole
Yeah.
way home, I even thought like I'm gonna take dogs for a walk when I get home. Like I felt like I didn't. We were working at the shop, so everything was right in the vicinity of where we were.
Oh, gotcha. You weren't
Made
running all over.
right, just
Yeah.
fabricating stuff that was all right there, welding and stuff. But like, it didn't involve a lot of walking or a lot of just physical labor today. I did not exude enough. I feel like I'm tired for it.
Yeah.
And I
So
smoked a lot of weed.
these are some questions. So you know how I told you I'm on the Schumann resonance of the Earth energy Facebook
Yep.
page. So when it starts spiking, I can tell something's happening because there'll be a bunch of posts in there. And people start asking questions like, hey, I'm feeling this way. Is anybody else? And then like 800 people will be like, yeah, I can feel that too. So somebody posted, does anyone else feel tingling in their crown chakra, which is like on your head? So just getting like weird tingling on your head. And they were like, what does this mean? I keep experiencing it. And then, a bunch of people will answer. And then, like, another person posted, like, how are you feeling? Because then there's a bunch of spikes in there. And they're just talking about, like, different weird things that have been happening. The one guy that I listened to, the psychic guy that I listened to the predictions, he's actually gone from doing, like, predictions, like, once a month to doing them every week now. And so, just because there's so much happening. And so he's just talking about like, yeah, last week we talked about this and it happened. So this week I wanted to share this. But he's been talking about like all of the earth things that are happening, like weird, like last week we just had crazy tornadoes in Iowa and Oklahoma, just like out of nowhere. Just really weird weather things, earth things, shifts in the landscape and I don't know, just crazy. So but that's what I was going to say is like you may be feeling tired because of that too, which I
Oh,
don't know if you believe
possibly.
in, but
I'm looking for any excuse.
yeah.
I just
See,
chalked it up as I didn't do enough today. Because usually
oh.
on a reg, I know physically, even halfway through my day, I'm like, I don't know. I quit drinking coffee because I felt like I was going to be up late tonight because I'm not
Oh.
exuding energy. I'm not going to be tired and wanting to go
Yeah.
to bed.
Yeah.
But it could just be the other thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you know, it is funny too, because a few episodes ago, or maybe a bunch of episodes ago, you talked about like what t dogs' tails are doing, and I
Oh,
started
yeah.
paying attention to the dogs' tails, and it really is. Like, I didn't notice that it goes like more to the left when they're
Yeah.
super excited, instead of like, it looks like it's going both ways, but when you really look, it's just like, it's really just to
It's
the
kind of like,
left.
it's like, yeah, it almost like up and over, up and like,
Yeah.
even when they're wagging it.
And then even when you said that they yawn when they're stressed out.
Yep.
So when I took Cora to the vet this week, she kept yawning. And I was like, oh, crazy. That's crazy.
Man, I was over on the other side of the state, just north of like where we'd used to live in Davis in there, just north of that. Not
Yeah.
really on the other side of the state, but I haven't been out that way in a long time.
Yeah.
And I had to take a bunch of stuff from the shop, drop it off at a place up that way. And I stopped because I had a long trailer behind my truck, so there was only a few places I could even stop and eat. But I'd
Okay.
seen a place with a big turnaround in it, so I'm like, oh, I'll stop there.
Yeah.
And when I was turning the truck around, I seen that there was a dog place called Paws and Claws, which I
Okay.
thought was hilarious. I don't know. Dog place, like pet grooming places or
I
like
love it.
chiropractors, they always have the funniest names.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying is when I was sitting there, I was thinking, man, I really need to get my dog's nails clipped. And I've tried and tried to make them appointments. There's like two or three places we've gone, and every place is booked up, I was told, until the end of May. I was told there other ones booked up till June. One was like August. And I'm like, what is go? This is just nail clipping.
Yeah.
But my dog, he's, I don't know if it's the breed or what he is, but he'll lay there and not even bat an eye if they use a Dremel tool.
Oh, yeah.
But anytime anybody has ever clipped them with clippers, they've
Yeah.
always gotten one nail and
Oh.
just, and it bothers him for like weeks. And I can't
Yeah.
handle that because he just limps around and he even looks at you like, and I feel like a turd because I took him.
Yeah.
And it's so, I places I go only use a Dremel and
Yeah.
they're all booked up. So I'm like, you know what? How far am I from my house? I mapped it or Google mapped it. I was only 35 minutes away. That's not very far given like where I live.
Yeah.
And so I walked over there. Boom. I was like, you guys taking new clients? They're like, we sure are. I boom, set them both up for appointments for this coming weekend to get them groomed and to get their nails done.
Sweet.
It was funny because they were like, what kind of dog is it? Is the one that needs the Dremel. I go, well, I asked them first, do you guys use Dremel or clippers? They're like,
Yeah.
Dremel only. I'm like, perfect. I got a dog for you. And they're like, what kind of dog is he? I'm like, a black and tan. They're like, oh, how much does he weigh? Because the lady that I was talking to, she's the one that does the nails and the grooming.
Yeah.
She was a little fragile lady.
Oh, shoot.
And she's like, well, how much does he weigh? I go, honestly, I go, he is a heavy ass dog. I go, he's probably about 120. He should be about 75 pounds. I go, he is lazy and obese. I go, but he is a sweetheart. And
Yeah.
he is. But yep. So I got the bolt. I was cracking myself up.
That's funny. There's
Oh,
a,
yeah.
I saw one place that was called Positivity. PHWS.
They always got
I love
goofy
that.
names.
And then we take ours to Grooming Tales. Like it's
Oh,
almost
yep.
like Bloomingdale's, and
Yep.
like that was always like a rich place by us. But
There was a,
also if you're in a pinch, the vet does it. The vet does clipping.
yeah, I didn't know that. But when I was looking up at this place, because I was there to eat, I was across the street eating at the restaurant. So
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna see how close they are to my house. And I started looking at all their reviews, and everywhere was like, hey, I used to take mine to the vet. Now this is the only place I bring my dog. But it got
Yeah.
me thinking, like, I didn't even think about it. You can go to the vet and have them do it.
We only do it. Well, I used to do that before because I thought, well, I just take them in real quick and then get out. But our place does nail clips for $10 and then 15 for the Dremel.
Oh, okay. I think this was 7 and 10 now that you're
Yeah.
saying that. I
But the
wasn't
vet
sure.
is 40.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. And they like stress him out and hold him down. Took like five people to hold Linus last time he crapped on him.
No, my dogs are way easy going. They'll just
Yeah.
lay there. Like even Jethro, this one lady used to have a dog grooming trailer that she would set up at
Oh,
a
yeah.
gas station. I used to pass it on my way home and I'd stop and make appointments with her.
Yeah.
And like when she's, that's the only time I've ever seen them. Like I've been there watching while they do
Yeah.
the dog, like bathe them and clip them and stuff. And he just lays there. He's like that or stands there. He doesn't do anything. He's just like, I think he just likes the warm water. And he's like, oh, this feels so good.
Yeah, this is like a spa day.
Yeah, because he, even as a puppy, I was going to say as a baby dog, even as a puppy, he was like, he's a run around the house, spin in circles, run around the yard, everything. But as soon as you get him in the bath, he just stands there, hangs out.
Oh, that's funny. What's the place you're taking him to?
Paws and Claws.
Oh, that is the place. Okay.
There used to be
Molly to a place over in Davison. That's what I was asking.
This is like probably, do you know where Otisville is?
Yeah.
I think this is actually
Big Pink.
I think this is in Otisville.
Isn't that what the trailer is up there? That
what
big
is it?
Semi trailer. It just says Big Pink.
Big Pink.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Big Pink. So they were going to buy a restaurant or something, and they couldn't, and the city shut them down and said, no, you can't name it that. And so they got mad and bought a trailer and just put it on the lot and just put Big Pink on it. Because they were mad at the city.
And you're going to get that.
Big Pink or something.
You're going to get that.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be fun to open up like a pet grooming place and a coffee shop and call it like, hang on, I don't want to mess my name up. I thought of El Pazcino. I think that would be fun. All I have is a name and the love for coffee.
You'd have to keep it very separate. Because, like, there's a bunch of places now that have, like, cat cafes.
What
that just
heck?
Have, like, yeah, you just.
Cats aren't even, like, user friendly out in public.
Yeah. No, there just are cats all over and they just, like, climb all over and.
I think it's funny that I've started seeing a whole bunch of dog, or I don't want to say dog, but pet bakeries.
Oh, yeah.
Popping up.
Yeah.
Yep. Where you can just go and just get bakery, like baker goods for your pets.
Yeah.
I like it because you can take dogs in there.
I do love that. There's a place here that's called Wags and Suds. And you can take your dog and it's like a car wash for your dog. They have like booths for your dog and they have like all the stuff for you to wash them and do like all your own grooming there.
A lot of our do-it-yourself car washes out here, a lot of them added that. I don't know if it was sometime around COVID.
Really?
Yeah, because they've always had like the little buildings that I always assume they used them. I don't think they do because a lot of places have turned their little buildings like that are in between the bays into dog washes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I don't know if people were just bringing their dogs there and just spraying them down.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know.
I can't imagine, like, power washing Linus, you know what I mean? Like, close your eyes for the soap.
Yeah, watch out. Wax.
Clip them up by their ears on the little mat holder.
Yeah.
I'm totally joking. I would never do that. That's terrible. Those clips are no joke. You know, right? The ones that hold your mat?
Oh, yeah.
Those are no joke. Yeah. Don't get your finger in that, let alone a dog ear. Shoot.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. God bless. Yeah. Shout out to Ronnie. Ronnie Jones. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, I just was thinking, what did I do this week? It was Ron Jones's birthday.
Yeah.
His birthday's today that we're recording, but we celebrated it yesterday.
Yeah. So he called me. We were shopping, and he's like, listen what I did. And he said he bought the cake mix and he was only looking at the picture. So he only saw chocolate, what he thought was cake. Come to find out he made it and it was brownie mix.
Yeah.
So he had like puffy brownies without nuts and he was all bent to hell about it.
Yeah. He only makes brownies with nuts because that's how he likes them. But because we were over there for his birthday, for one, he told everybody that story, how he made the brownies thinking it was cake mix. And then he tried to get everybody to eat the brownies because they don't have nuts and he's not eating them.
So he's like, here's my birthday brownie. You're eating it.
Yeah.
Did anyone eat it?
Everybody had some brownies. We need all of them. No.
Oh, no. I mean, did it taste like, because you don't put milk in brownies.
Did he put milk in them?
I think you put milk in the cake mix.
I don't know. They looked like brownies and tasted like brownies.
Oh,
there was
he said they were
funky.
Fluffier than.
Oh, then he probably did use milk if they were fluffier.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just seemed like it would have raised up or something. I don't know.
You know what I got the kids turned on to is we always buy a lot of muffin mix around here. It seems like we make a lot of muffins.
Oh, yeah.
And the other day, youngest was like, hey, do we have pancake mix. I go, no, but I got muffin mix. He's like, we can't use that for it. I go, look, I showed him the box, has the same directions. It says, yep, even says for muffins or pancakes. Mm-hmm. He was so jazzed because we made blueberry muffins, pancakes. They were so good.
We do
they
that. Were. So when I go up north, I get Jiffy Mix and bring it back here so that when we have people over, that's exactly what we do. Put it on the griddle and make Jiffy pancakes.
Was it you that was calling pancakes flat muffins?
Yeah. No, I probably said that on the show.
Somewhere I heard flat muffins.
Flat muffins. A flat muffin top.
Yep. Squish. I had a guy at work the other day come up to me and he was like, hey, what's your favorite color? I go, I don't know. I like brown a lot. I go, sometimes orange. And he's like, orange. And I look at him and he's looking at me weird. I go, yeah, orange. I go, like light brown. I go, bright brown. And he's like, that's what I thought. I go, what does that mean? He said another guy told him I called orange bright brown. And so he was trying to get me to say bright brown. And I remember talking to the guy at work too when I told him I like brown on brown. I go, I like orange, yellow. I go, I love bright brown, which is orange. And the guy thought it was hilarious. And he told the other dude this, and that guy was trying to get me to call it bright brown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I thought he was going to say he's bringing in like a pancake or something for you, like to put, like, what's your favorite color on a cake or something?
Bright brown.
Bright brown.
Orange? Oh, remember, man.
Bob Ross used to call it like burnt umber.
I was like,
burnt umber.
I never watched a lot of Bob Ross. I seen him on a lot, but didn't hear it a lot. It was always on, but never, the volume was never up.
I used to love watching him. And like, you know how like they have those videos now? Is it like EMDR? Or what is it called when they like people listen to sounds?
AMCR?
Yeah, that. Yeah, I don't think that sounds right either. Anyways, whatever.
ASCPA?
Him, yeah.
NCAA.
STAT. No, but when he would brush the painting, that was always like so relaxing, like you know, that was always so nice. Yeah.
Speaking of painting though, my oldest had he played a concert 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And did I tell you about, he was going to be doing an art show?
No.
Oh, the same place where he had, because he makes his own t-shirts and sells them at his concerts, but he had played a concert there. And the lady messaged him the next day that owned the place and was like, hey, I see you make your own shirts. Would you be interested in a booth at an art festival? Hmm. And he's like, it was Michigan made art artists selling stuff. Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, for sure. And so he'd put up a bunch of his shirts and he was like, dad, do you have any pour paintings? So I'd gone out, dad and I went out, bought a bunch of records. And I pour painted a whole bunch of records. And then I got a bunch of old cymbals, like just cracked and used drum cymbals.
Sure.
And pour painted on those for him and gave them to him. He said they were a hit. He just had the show this past, the same day as dad's birthday party. Cause he came from there to there.
So he sold all your stuff and kept all the money.
Well, I told him just sell them for, sell them for whatever you want. I go, whatever you think you can get for them. I go, he's like, do you mind if I give some away if somebody buys like two t-shirts? I go, no. I go,
that'd be awesome.
Do whatever you got to do, but don't bring them back home.
Yeah.
I go, I only got so much room. I can't keep putting up all my own pour paint.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so, but no, he said they went over well and he sold some shirts and so he makes his own stickers and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yep. He sold a few stickers and he actually picked up another show at that party because the girl across in the booth across from him, he was also sitting out there playing his acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Between like people shopping and whatnot. And the girl across from him asked if he was in a band and she came over and he also had his own CDs. He gave her a CD and before they left there, she got him to open for her somewhere in Bay City.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just this year alone, he's already played 6 concerts and he has 12 scheduled already between now and June.
Oh shoot, that is busy.
Yeah, he said if he can get a few more, he's gonna call it a tour.
Whoa. tour.
Yep. He's doing another show in Bay City at a college. I don't know the name of the college there. There's 2 colleges.
Okay.
I guess in Bay City. And he contacted the people to play a show, but they only want acoustic only. So yeah. It's just going to be him instead of his full band. It's going to be just him with a guitar and a keyboard. And then he'll play and sing. And they were like, how much time can you fill? And he's like, well, how much time do you need filled? And he's like, that's how much I can fill. And they were like, can you do 45 minutes? He's like, absolutely. And they're like, okay, perfect. And as soon as he hung up, they texted him and said, hey, would you be willing to do 45 minutes on May 3rd and 45 minutes on May 4th? And so he's psyched because now he gets to go to Bay City, then stay at the hotel overnight and then play a show on Friday and Saturday. He's psyched.
That's cool.
And it's at a different venue than the one the girl booked him at. I think that one's like in June, at the end of June. But he has two shows coming up in Bay City this coming weekend.
Sweet.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some kind of summer blitz at one of the colleges. It's like, I forget the name of the college, but it's like yada yada summer blitz.
Oh.
It's like the party they have right before the kids leave to go back home.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Cool.
Yep.
Nice. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
All right.
On a fruit or vegetable?
Is it? Let's find out.
Let's talk about it first and then we'll figure it out when we come back. I don't know. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. You ready for this one, Jen?
Today's episode of So Much Genergy is brought to you by avocados. Tell me this. Do you avocado or avocado? If you don't do avocado, then you're missing out on all the great things avocadoers get. Things like healthy fats. Avocados are packed with protein and loads of vitamin K. Whoa! The avocado is also incredibly versatile, meaning it's great in a sandwich, salad, and of course on toast. Avocado on toast. Whoa! Mind blown. Pick yours up today. Just look in the superfood section in your local grocer. Avocado!
All right, Jeffy. Whoa. Avocado. I like how you yell.
I know. Classic commercial.
Good times.
Classic. Jen, did you have a second to find out, is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Yeah, so it says botanically, it is a fruit. It's a fleshy, sweet product of a plant that contains seeds and can be eaten. So avocados are a large berry with one seed.
A large berry?
It says they grow from a flower's ovary.
Why do they gotta be that specific? And that's okay. So it's not a peanut or a legume.
Right.
I could have seen it turn up as one of those things.
They grow on a tree.
Oh, so it's like a cousin to the rhubarb.
Yeah. I don't know her. Jeffy, you got a fun little short little list for us?
Jen, I do today. I have a list of things that not kids that grew up in the 90s shared.
Okay.
That once they got older, they realized were lies.
Oh.
I know we've talked about something similar to this, but some of these were different than we'd brought up a few years ago. I did a similar list.
Yeah.
And a few of these are different than what was on that list. Okay. But I think we could all agree that a lot of it, after you become an adult, you realize those people are full of it.
Okay.
Do you have anything that you can remember off the top of your head, Jen, as a kid growing up that you were told was, or you believed to be true, but then as an adult later you found out it was a lie?
Oh, well, I mean, like, holiday stuff.
Well, besides the holiday, as soon as I saw the headline for this list or this article I had read, my first thought was, if you keep making that face, it's going to stay like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or like, step on a crack, you'll break your mom's back.
Yep. But we were told that if you made a stupid face and somebody smacked you on the back, that there was a chance your face could just stay like that. Right. And that's pretty much how ugly people exist.
Yeah. Right.
But that was one of the things that is not on my list. I was surprised that was not on this list.
Okay.
But number one is you can't drink coffee. It'll stunt your growth.
Oh.
Were you ever told that?
No.
I always heard coffee would stunt your growth, but like also at Graham's house, I just got to drink coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, I drink her cold coffee all the time.
I drank her cold coffee all the time because she would just heat up water and stir in instant coffee and then drink it for like 2 minutes. And then by the time she goes back to it, she just go get another cup.
Yeah, because it was like, why didn't you just rewarm that up, homie?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then I'm pretty sure. She had red lipstick all over it, so I tried to drink on the side. It didn't have lipstick.
Yeah, you got to turn it and hold it all like with your left hand, even though it's not right. I'm pretty sure that's where I learned to not just drink coffee, but not have standards with coffee. Like now, I'll come home and reheat coffee. I have no standards when it comes to coffee.
Yeah.
You would think as much coffee as I drink, I would be like a coffee snob, and I am the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another thing that's on this list, Jen, is if you pee in the pool, it'll turn blue in the water.
Oh, that really is true, though. They do have, like, colored... They have chemicals in there that if that does happen, that really does...
I was going to say, this was on the list, and this is what I know that's not true, because that I know is true, because where we'd go swimming at our friend's house as a kid all the time...
Yeah.
His mom, one of the chemicals, it went in with the chlorine, like you'd said. It was something else that was mixed in with it, but it would turn blue if you peed in the pool.
Yeah.
And what the purpose of it wasn't to find out who's peeing in the pool. It just was the side effect of one of the chemicals in the chlorine.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Another one, Jen. Chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Hey, I was thinking of one is... If you eat watermelon seeds, it'll grow in your belly.
That is actually number 4 on this list.
Oh, is it?
If you eat watermelon seeds, it'll grow watermelon in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yep, that is on the list. That would be, you imagine just having like a watermelon growing inside of you?
Yeah. What about, is bubblegum last in your stomach for 7 years?
That's the next one on this list. Jen, I can't even make that up. Don't swallow gum. If you do, it takes 7 years to come out.
Oh my gosh.
I can guarantee you that's not true because pretty much from the age of like 2 until I was like, I don't know, 20 something, I would swallow every piece of gum that went in my mouth.
Yeah, I remember he is screwed.
I remember thinking as a kid, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
And I also thought even as a kid that like I had so much gum in my stomach that that's why I did not eat that much food.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that would make
the gum
sense.
Gum was taking up half gumming the room up. In my stomach. Just gumming up my stomach. I could only eat half a hot dog. You can't drive with the dome light on in the car. It's illegal.
Oh, well, then movies could never be made.
Right?
They all have lights on. What
the hell? We were told that as a kid. Like, hey, can I turn on the dome light?
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't do that. It's illegal.
Yeah.
We were even told that it was a distraction to other drivers.
Yeah.
But we got cars or trucks around here where they got LED lights, strobe lighting underneath the vehicles.
Yeah. Or those Nissan headlights blowing out your pupil because you made eye contact with it.
Yep.
Huh.
Another thing, if sitting too close to the TV is going to ruin your eyesight.
Oh, yeah. That's not true because unless it only ruined half of mine, I got one bad eye.
I think the only... Having a bad eye and a lazy eye, Jen, is two different things. It's not your fault you got a lazy eye. It's got a mind of its own. And you can hardly notice it.
Yeah. Did I tell you? Oh, when I went to the eye doctor, he asked if I needed my appointment for after school.
Oh, yep. You did tell me that.
Yep. And then when I got there, he's like, hey, how long did you wear an eye patch, sweetie? I was like, what the hell? I don't wear an eye patch. Like, what am I, a pirate?
I do think you have a better chance of ruining your eyesight if you watch a lot of TV in the dark.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's very hard on your eyes, I feel like.
Did you ever hear that you're not supposed to stare into a microwave when it's cooking?
Yes. I did. I heard that the worst thing you can ever do in your life is stand in front of a microwave.
Really?
Yeah, because of the radiation coming off of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about this one, Jen? If you keep cracking your knuckles, you're going to get arthritis.
Oh, yeah. Or big-ass knuckles.
Big knuckles. Can't get rings off them.
Yeah, I was like...
Yep.
No, my finger's stuck. I got to pop it. So.
Yep. Here's one. I'm not sure if it's true or not.
Okay.
But you got to wait 30 minutes after you eat before you can go swimming.
Oh, I think people just say that, so.
On here, they say it's a lie, but I feel that that could be true because maybe your body is digesting and maybe you're just more apt to get leg cramps with Charlie horses.
No.
No?
I don't think so. We used to go all back in the water all the time.
Yeah, we would go in the water, come back out, take a few bites
of
a hot dog.
We'd eat with wet hands. You know what I mean? Like, that's disgusting. It is too. Beach water? Oh.
The worst is when you're eating, though, and you keep getting bites of sand.
Oh, God.
Like you're
bless.
Like, like pumicey in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's
like
the last one.
Oh, real quick, when you were running up, like when we'd all run from the water up the sand to the grass, and like you were the one back behind, so everyone's kicking sand at you.
Yep. Yep.
Plus, I was always the shortest, so I was always eating sand.
Well, yeah. You're just slow. It's that lazy eye. Not your fault you can't run straight. When you're at the treadmill at the gym, do you slightly lean to the left?
Yeah.
And the last one on this list, Jen, which may, I don't know. I could see parents believing it in the 90s, but not really nowadays. If you get a tattoo, you'll never find a job.
Oh, yes, I do. Well, yes. I feel like people still feel like that.
I don't know. There's a lot of people I deal with on a daily basis that have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, I
feel like it's a little less now, but I feel like if it's like an old school, let's say the company's been in business for like 100 years, I feel like they carry tradition and they're like, you know, you got to be clean cut and, you know, wear a polo or button down shirt or whatever their standard is.
At that point, I feel like you should just retire and leave the business to your kids.
Oh, well,
like, if you're that old, get over it.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a harder time finding a job if you have like big gauges in your ears.
Oh yeah, I think too it depends on the company and what they're, you know, like I don't think you would be putting in for a job that wouldn't accept you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I feel like if you know, if you have tattoos all over, I mean, first of all, that's your choice to express yourself that way. But you're gonna go into a different field of like that would be accepted, you know?
Yeah, I will say though, I deal with a lot of people on a daily basis like that are like high ups at factories and plants and shops and stuff, and they have tattoos.
Yeah,
like, and they're pretty high up in the company.
Yeah,
we deal with.
Yeah,
you know, not just the people on the floor doing the labor part. They more than likely have tattoos.
Yeah, I think too. It just is kind of like. So like even with my hair color, you know, that's not going to go over all over. And so I also feel like there's a lot of people that will come up and say, hey, you know, it looks good on you. I could never do that, which they can. But you know, like some people it just doesn't look good on and other people it does. I think that's hard too, because like one girl I know, she's got face tattoos and like a haircut you would never ever pick in your life, but it looks freaking amazing on her.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh yeah,
that's just her style.
She sounds amazing.
She's pretty great.
I bet she is.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
It didn't happen.
But she works at a barber shop.
Oh, so there you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just think it's like you just have to find. I mean, I'm not telling you to fit in. I'm just saying if you're trying to find a job, then you find a job that you would fit in with.
Yeah, that with accommodates those. You.
Yeah.
Chances are you don't want to work at a place like that other place anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If somebody's making you hide all your stuff, you know, all day, every day, I mean,
yeah.
Does it really let you be you? I don't know. Maybe because you're making great money, you can wear a button-down shirt every day and hide all that. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I wear gold chains and wife beaters.
Yeah, I mean.
To each his own.
Yeah, and that's
can't hide guns like these.
we went to a retirement party on our anniversary, and I was in the bathroom. I had a jumper that had spaghetti straps, and I was in there like flexing because I was like, yeah. And Josh walked in, and he's like, what are you doing?
Welcome to the gun show.
I was like, nothing. You mind your own business.
You go over there.
Yeah, you got.
As you point all muscular.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a funny list of things, you know, lies. Those are lies.
Yeah.
I just feel really, like it's probably somebody's bitchy mom at one point just making stuff up and it took off.
Yeah, and really, with the exception of, I think, just turning the dome light on in the car, I don't think I've ever said any of those to my kids.
Yeah, I know.
Like, with the exception of, like, I think, and that's only because I always thought it actually was illegal to be driving with your dome light on.
Yeah.
But
I feel like it's very distracting. It's harder for me to see, you know, because it's dark out there, and if it's real bright.
Yeah.
You know, depending on where the dome light is, too. Like, if it's in front of your face, that's just dangerous. But if it's back here, you know, I mean, it's
not. Well, as a driver, it does give a reflection in the windshield. But we were always told that it was illegal because it's a distraction to other drivers.
Oh. Like, well, they're trying to see, what are you doing?
Like, oh, what are they? But meanwhile, you'll pass a sign that's like 50,000 LED lights flashing all ridiculous and stuff. And you're like, what's going on there? And they're like, $5 pizza.
Yeah. And you're like, that's more 2.9%. And I was like, right. I didn't need to burn that into my memory.
That's a lot more distracting than some orange crappy bulb in a car.
Yeah. Bright brown.
Right. Bright brown or burnt sienna or whatever you called it. Burnt umber. Whatever.
Brim-brom.
Just making up words at this
point.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, real quick, have you been watching anything?
Yeah, actually, we just watched, I got one more episode I'm supposed to watch when I get done recording here. We're watching this show called Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot about it.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yep,
I just read a story today that the original stalker lady is thinking of filing a lawsuit. For like defamation of character.
Yeah, I read that article too, and they said in the article that there is no way anybody could ever find out who that was about. And she's claiming she's getting death threats, and she's getting this, and she's getting that. I think that lady is batshit crazy.
Oh.
And she even said in the article that she's considering pressing charges against him because he was the one stalking her, and that if you watch the series, it was actually him stalking her. I didn't know this until we got halfway through the series, though, is that the guy who stars in it, that's the guy from real life that it happened to.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, he wrote and directed it and starred in it, and it happened to him.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Yep. No, we've been watching Resident Alien.
Ah. That is
so
good.
Good.
That is good.
I didn't expect to like it so much.
Josh and I were talking about that the other day on racing, and are they making more of those? Or did
I hope
it
so?
Okay. Because I asked him, he was talking about it, and I go, hey, did that show run its course, or are they making more of them? And he's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, I'm not sure. But I just heard about it, and then I see it has 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And my wife's been watching it, and I missed the beginning, so I've been trying to avoid it.
Oh.
But every time I come across the living room, I get sucked into that episode, and I know so much about it without really being able to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
It is so hilarious.
Oh, my God. When he laughs, I cannot. When he's like,
he just tries to make it sound like a human laughing.
Oh, my God. It's too much. It's really good. That's really good.
Yeah. Tell you how. Oh, real quick, another thing about Dad before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Dad, tell you how he swapped out his license plate on his car. He had the Michigan plate that said the Who.
Okay.
And for some reason, a little bit back, he decided he wanted to take it off, and he went to the Secretary of State, and he got ZZ Top.
Okay.
And then I just heard on the radio the other day, ZZ Top's coming. So I hopped on there and bought Dad 5 concert tickets for ZZ Top when they get here in September.
Oh, sweet. I thought it was on, is it on a weekend?
It's on a Friday.
Oh, okay. I think that's why I didn't get him tickets. I saw it like at Christmas time, actually, I think. And so I was like, oh, shoot, I don't know if he'd want to do that on a work night. So, but was he super excited?
Yeah, he was excited. And it's me, him, and pretty much the grandkids going.
Okay.
So I think they'd have a lot of fun going to a concert with Dad.
Yeah.
Especially ZZ Top. And it's ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, sweet.
And the Sharp Dressed Simple Man Tour.
Oh, man.
She's got legs. The kids started watching ZZ Top videos this weekend when I told them I bought us all tickets to go.
Oh my God.
So they, I kept hearing ZZ Top coming from their rooms randomly.
Oh, that's funny.
Like on their phones, like all twangy sounding.
All tanty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's funny.
Nice.
All right, Jeffy. Well, we'll be back next week. Do we need to spin the wheel?
Do you want to spin the wheel?
We can spin the wheel.
All right, let me get to it. 1 second.
Okay.
All right, spinning it. Aromatherapy. Meditation.
Oh, okay.
Aromatherapy / meditation, it says.
Okay.
So something about aromatherapy and or meditation.
Okay, cool. That's amazing. Because that's going to be right in line with what I wanted to talk about anyway. Because I wanted to start sharing, so instead of doing like a booby rock, I wanted to start sharing like different clairs. There's 4 or 5 different clairs that people have. So okay. I wanted for the next 4 episodes, I wanted to talk about like different clairs and how that affects people's lives. Excited about that.
Are you going to be talking about the evilest of all the clairs? Sin Clair.
No, the fatty one, E. Claire.
Oh.
Stupid.
It's so dumb.
So dumb.
All right.
Also, I just wanted to share before we go one last thing. I have my website up, jenny-mckinney.com. Go and check it out. I'm offering healing sessions on there, doing some medium readings. I can do a small reading and a large reading too if you need. A medium is what's offered. So if you'd like to get on the schedule, I have a few openings on there, and I'd love to work with you. And if you know somebody that's missing their laugh, that's really my goal, is to help people find their laugh after grief and after a loss. So check that out. And
what's the website?
jenny-mckinney.com.
Is dash like a minus sign in the middle, or is it? Okay.
Yeah. Damn.
So Jenny minus sign.
McKinney. Dot com. Yes. And I'll put the link down in the show notes.
Nice.
Show
Post
notes.
Show.
Notes. All right, Jeffy, we'll see you next week for aromatherapy and meditation.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
Good luck out here.
Bye.